Have you ever noticed that you don't always get to pick the leaders in your life? You know what I mean. Sometimes you just get assigned a leader that you have to follow whether you like it or not. It's one of the realities of life. But listen up. Leader is a distinction. A distinction is that which distinguishes one thing from another and sets it apart. Leader is a distinction. It's a role that someone got assigned to play. A specific role with specific responsibilities and things to be accountable for are what make up a distinction. A boss, a president, CEO, teacher, coach, pastor, or parent are all distinctions that we are all familiar with. Consider that your boss is not merely just a person. Who your boss is relevant to you is the distinction boss operating from a series of expectations and standards that come with that particular territory. People are distinct. To be distinct is to be distinguished as individual, marked out, separated by a visible sign, separated so as not to be confused with any other thing, special. Consider that your boss is not merely just your boss. Beyond the distinction boss, there exists a flesh and bone person, operating from a series of opinions and judgments, past experiences, likes, dislikes, feelings, and agendas that come with the condition of being a human being. When someone is assigned to lead, they come into that accountability. They step into that distinction with their own distinct personal identity. What they think, who they like, what they know and don't know, how they personally feel and how they personally operate. We all have a personal identity. We all have personal baggage. Leaders are not exempt, and being a leader does not make someone more distinct or distinguished than you. You're distinguished and distinct because you're different than anybody else. Leader is a distinction. And we are all distinct. Imagine. When you play the game of follow the leader while collapsing those two worlds, the world of the role that someone was assigned and the world of personal identity, you're at risk. You run the risk of making someone greater than they are, and you run the risk of making them greater than you. You're at risk for having no compassion for their humanity. You risk being disappointed, becoming disillusioned, having unfulfilled expectations. You will eventually just give up. When I was 7 years old and in second grade, I was in love with Mrs. Sugar, my second grade teacher. To me, at 7 years old, she was it. To me, she was pretty. She wore her shoulder-length brown hair in a curled-under flip, topped off with a headband. She wore miniskirts and really cute sweaters. She had a sister who taught sixth grade down the hall. Her sister's name was Mrs. Sugar, too, because the two of them had married twins. I thought that was so cool, and I thought Mrs. Sugar was so great. To be recognized by her as special was to be recognized as really being someone. Mrs. Sugar was like a god. Mrs. Sugar was my teacher. Every Tuesday, the sister Mrs. Sugar would leave her sixth graders to come and grace our classroom with her presence. The two of them would stand before this group of smiley, eager, needy, and admiring seven-year-olds. One by one, the Sugars would have each child stand individually so that each child could be acknowledged individually as being special. One by one, row by row, they would have each child stand and get praise for being pretty or handsome, depending on whether you were a girl or a boy. My assigned seat was the last seat in the first row, way back in the corner, and each week from that back corner, I got passed over. But I would sit and excitedly celebrate as each of the other kids got acknowledged, knowing that the mistake that had been made in overlooking me would soon be noticed and would soon be corrected. Now, as several Tuesdays would pass, and as I got passed over each and every time, it finally dawned on me that my being ignored was not a mistake at all. At 7 years old, I decided that I was not pretty. I decided that I was not special because at 7 years old, Mrs. Sugar to me was a god. At seven, I was too young to put it together that my brown skin and kinky hair were offensive to her personally. Although she was the distinction teacher, responsible for operating in all the ways consistent with that, she fell short. People do. She allowed herself to get personal, and I allowed myself for a long while to mistrust anyone in authority because I had felt so betrayed. As an adult, I'm able to realize that I had tragically collapsed teacher or leader with someone who, with who someone was personally. Once I was able to see that and realize that leaders are people, people are human, and humans are going to do human things, I was able to remove Mrs. Sugar from the pedestal that I had placed her on. I was able to move myself beyond what she had done. The distinction leader had collided with personal identity, and once I saw that and uncollapsed those two worlds, I got over being disappointed and mistrusting, and I got on with the business of being special again. At 7 years old, I was just doing the best I could. So was Mrs. Sugar. I read an article the other day about the new pope. People had been speculating about his abilities because of the previous role or distinction that he held. The article expressed that people are uncertain of whether or not this new pope can fill Pope John Paul II's shoes. The article went on to say that one of the priests, who is also a columnist, urged everyone to give the new pope an opportunity to step into his new role. And he urged us all to trust that this new pope does have the ability to operate from the distinction pope, which is not only distinct from his former distinction of cardinal, but it's also distinct from who he is or what he thinks personally. Leaders of distinction. Don't make it personal, and don't take it personally. Don't make the mistake of collapsing the distinction that someone has with who that somebody is personally. Who someone is, operating according to and consistent with a distinction, for example, teacher or pope, is separate and set apart from who someone is as a person. And once you can begin to recognize that these two worlds can collide and collapse, you can separate them and minimize the risk in your life. You'll minimize the risk of being disappointed, disillusioned, personally upset, and wanting to quit. Imagine over-endowing someone with divine characteristics and superior qualities is not being responsible for the greatness in you. You can't think too highly about someone else without thinking too little of yourself. That's just the way that works. Understanding that leaders are human, and being willing to generously give them a chance to succeed will make winners of us all. When you support leaders generously within the proper context, relating to them as the distinction, the stage is set for everyone to win, for everyone to succeed. It's a profound privilege to be someone's teacher or CEO, president, pastor, or parent, because it's a profound privilege to be responsible for helping to shape who someone can become. But let's keep it in perspective. Teachers are people, and teacher is a distinction just like president or CEO or doctor or parent. Today, relate appropriately to the leaders in your life by resisting the temptation to make them a god. Recognize that who they are, as relevant to you, is a distinction. Honor them as the role that they have agreed to play, and have compassion in your heart for their humanity. Today, celebrate the leader that lives inside you. Don't downplay who you are because you've over-endowed someone else. Today, have compassion for who you are and make room for your own humanity. Over there, you might follow, but over here, you will lead. Remember that the role you've been assigned is very distinct from the person that you are. Today, you have the opportunity to lead where you follow and follow where you lead. Seize the opportunity today to lead, follow, learn, and grow.